Most of the Midwest will be subjected to some excellent weather conditions over the next week to 10 days, allowing for the season's most aggressive spring planting to take place. The forecast is going to be tilted towards a very limited amount of rainfall as we move forward through this next 5 to 10 days. There is not much precipitation on the forecast charts. However, with that said, there's a cool front that will be dropping through the Midwest from north to south this late weekend and early next week that may generate a few showers across the Great Lakes region initially. That'll occur mostly as we get into the day on Sunday, and that will shift to the south on Monday with some sporadic showers occurring across the lower eastern Midwest. Most of this precipitation is not likely to hold together very well. It would be very surprising to see anybody get a substantial amount of moisture out of this event. And another surface high pressure system will follow the front and keep the skies mostly fair after the system passes through the region, and that a resumption of drier bias conditions will dominate the middle part of next week, with the next frontal boundary an opportunity for showers to show up perhaps on Thursday into Friday when the high pressure system abates from the region and the next frontal system begins to influence the area. The precipitation that occurs late next week is not expected to be very great, but it will be somewhat disruptive for farming activity. In the meantime, there's going to be several days here where we will see aggressive fieldwork take place across the region. Yes, there are some areas that are still a little bit too wet and the soil temperatures are rather cool, but a warming trend is going to impact the region as we go forward through this next several days, and that's going to help raise those soil temperatures, and the environment will become much better for seeding and for germination, early crop development to take place. There's plenty of moisture around in most areas, but the western Corn Belt does need some rain, and those western areas will have a little better chance for seeing some precipitation once in a while. The big storm and the hard red winter wheat country will impact some of the Corn Belt country in Nebraska and Kansas, and perhaps may spread some shower activity eventually next week into parts of Iowa and Missouri, but the rains are not expected to be very impressive even in those areas. There will also be an opportunity for a little bit of light rainfall to occur across the eastern Dakotas and into Minnesota that will help to maintain a favorable moisture environment for some of those areas as well. That will occur as we go through the end of this week and into the weekend. Well, those temperatures across the area are expected to trend warmer, as I stated before. A lot of 50 and 60 degree highs occurred yesterday. High temperatures across the region today are expected to be working their way a little bit higher, with readings running in the 60s and 70s across a big part of the region. Some 50 degree readings will still continue in parts of Michigan, and the warming will prevail for another day or so after that. We'll look for highs in the 60s and lower 70s still occurring on Friday, Saturday, and probably Sunday, with some middle and upper 70s likely to evolve as we get towards the latter part of the weekend and into the day on Monday. The lower 80s are not expected to be very common, but they will impact the lowermost parts of the Midwest and will help to stimulate faster drying rates and continue to raise soil temperatures for quick germination and plant emergence as time moves forward. The hard red winter wheat country is going to see a general soaking of rain, as we've told you over the past few days, and that has not changed. Rain totals of 1 to 3 inches are likely across the region in general, and there's going to be some areas that get upwards to more than 5 inches because the storm system will not be allowed to move very far. That's why most of the Midwest will stay dry and planting potentials will be very good. As long as we continue to see a ridge of high pressure over the region blocking that storm from the west, we'll do just fine. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.